Yud Beis Shvat, Sunday the 5th of February, Dayan Yom Tov Sangha, Lifnei Iver in respect of a Goy, in the particular case of being a Shadchan for a Goy.
A certain Yid in America found a difficulty to have Parmosa. So he asked the following Shaila. We know that a Shadchan, there are various rates in Europe, in Eretz Yisrael, it's $1,000 each tzad. Others, a percentage of the Nadin. To make a shidduch is a problem as far as speaking here, speaking there, sorting out each time that they meet, monetary matters. He's got a novel idea. He's going to be a shadchan for goyim. Whoever wants a shidduch should write him or send him a computer, all the information, what they're looking for. He feeds it into his computer and then he sends them back. He doesn't need big fees, nominal fee, $500 each side, and it'll be a shadchan for goyim. What it doesn't involve much work. All he has to say is the milas here, the milas there. If they get married, they send him the money. If they don't get married, there's not too much work involved in it. What was his sofik? His sofik was as like, there is such a thing, a goyter, that means if they're married, if they live together, then they're called Ishu Isha. Unfortunately, goyim are putzim ba'arois. And if the lady, Rahman al-Islam, is putzim ba'arois and she goes with other people, other men, then Lamay says, Mamish Isak, even Sheva Mrs. Venenoyach, the Mitzurin arois. And if so, maybe he's over, and if never, is it Mishal? That he is being Machshil. This lady in being over on Aroes, you know, he can't do anything. He shouldn't start mixing in the shidduchim. It could be that the question is if Lifnei Iver is applicable by goyim. All the more so, it's not directly when he's shadchaning. He's not shadchaning. It doesn't have to be that there's going to be Aroes. Although we have a klal that goyim are putzim ba'aroes, but. Even if it's not, they can find somebody else without his help. We know klal, if neivel asit mishul is only where the treiv denar. Let's say there's a nozir on one side of the nohor of the river, and I'm on the other side, and he can't have wine. I give him wine. Without my wine, he can't drink wine. That's if neivel asit mishul. But if he can get wine from other sources, I'm not over if neivel asit mishul. I'm over isid the rabbanon called meseyel de over avera, but it's not called if neivel asit mishul. Al-Gabonim, the question is, even if it's not Lifnei Iver, maybe it's called Meseyel De'Evra Avera, because he's helping to do an Avera. Maybe this Isser is only by a Yid, not by a Goy Meseyel De'Evra Avera. There's maybe another Tzad also. The Gemara says that Bas Yisrael Loi Tiyaled Es Ho'ivedes Kichovim. A Jewish midwife should not be a midwife for a Goy. Mipnei Shemiyaledes Ben La'Avoides Kichovim. That means to cause more goyim in the world is not just not approvable, but it's also making a shidduch. Is that also involved in that? Or who knows? Maybe they're not going to have children. Anyway, that's the shaila. Let's start off with the etzem din of lifnei iver l'sit mirshu. As far as goyim are concerned, there is a very interesting chinuch, which the chinuch says, you know, lifnei iver l'sit mirshu means you mustn't cause literally a stumbling block, but it means the ma'aser. You mustn't be mashal somebody else in Aveira. Even to give somebody else an Eitzah Ra'ah is also considered if Neivel is in Mirshu. Says the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis Loi Lahachshil B'nei Yisrael Lo Seis Lohem Eitzah Ra'ah. You must not be mashal a Yid to give him Eitzah Ra'ah. The Minchas Chinuch asks, what this got to do dafka with a Yid? If Neivel, you're allowed to be mashal a Goy? You're allowed to give an Eitzarah to a Goy? If a Yid is Metzuveh on Lifnei Iver, why does it say only Loi Lahachshil B'nei Yisrael? For example, we know a Goy, one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, is to eat Eva Menachai. He's not allowed to eat Eva Menachai. The Gemara says, in Psochim Dachov Beis, in Avodah Zarah Davrov, that if a Yid gives Eva Menachai to a Goy, he's Oyver Lifnei Iver Lifnei Mishon. For sure, there is such a Musik of Lifnei Iver, not only a Yid to a Yid, but a Yid to a Goy. Why does the Chinuch say that the Lifnei Iver l'sit mirshu says the Chinuch Loi Lahachshil B'nei Yisrael Loses Lehem Eitzah? More so, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos also and the Sefer Hasidim seems to be of the same opinion as the Sefer Chinuch, who says the same thing. But the question is, how does it fit in with the general halacha of Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mirshum? There is a mahalach which Rabbi Chama Vassaman, Hashem Inkem Domoy, the Chaznish Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, they want to say, just to answer this question before we get to the Lamaisa, they want to say there is a difference between Bein Odom Lamokim and Bein Odom Lachaveroi. If Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mirshum means, it's not just I'm causing him to do an avera. When I cause him to do an avera, I've done something wrong. I am also involved in the avera. When I am involved in the avera, if you're talking about Ben Odom Lamokim, I have done something wrong against the Ribbono Shel Olam. In such an instance, Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mirshum. But if the Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mirshum is to do with Ben Odom Lechaveroi, not Ben Odom Lamokim, that's not specifically an avera which I've done it and I've done something against the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've done something against my friend. We do not find in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, anything which has to do, anything to do with Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. It's all Ben Odom L'Mokim. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi doesn't exist. A Yid, basically, would be allowed to steal from a Goy if not there's a special drosha. Lo Yisignoivu doesn't exist. The Ben Odom L'Chaveroi doesn't exist by a Yid with a Goy. It's not Chaveroi. Ben Odom L'Mokim, I mustn't be Machshil a Goy of Eva Menachai. I mustn't be Machshil him to do one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach because it's Ben Odom L'Mokim. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi doesn't exist. To give an Eitzara to a Goy, to give an Eitzara to a Yid, is Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. Ben Odom L'Chaveroi doesn't exist by a Yid with a Goy. Lifnei Iver. And therefore the Chinuch only says that Lifnei Iver, it doesn't say as far as giving Eitzara, is only as a Yid with a Yid, not with a Yid with a Goy. That's how they want to explain the reason why this thing, even though an Ochanam, Lifnei Iver L'Sit Mirshum applies between a Yid and a Goy. He can't give him Eiver Menachai to eat. Very, very practical. The poskim adam, what happens if you have a goyshe judge? A goyshe judge, are you allowed to give him shoychat? That he should go and pasken in my favor? Maybe people don't want to hear this, but lemaisa, a goy is mitzuve ala dinim. One of sheva mitzvahs v'nei noach is dinim. So therefore, says the Chavis Yoel, ador poshut, you're not allowed to give shoychat to a goy. And if a person gives shoychat to a goy, he is oivel ifne ivel as it mishal, to give shoychat to a goy should judge. But he brings down the Chavis Yoel that my brother-in-law is melamed zchus, that if there's a yid who's got a mishpot with a goy, and the judge is a goy, then my brother-in-law says maybe you're allowed to give shoychat to the goy should judge. Why? Because since automatically the goy should judge is more noiter to his fellow goy, then the Yid just wants to make things, level things out. Things should be equal. He's not trying to say, pasken in my favor, just make things equal. And so therefore, that might not be considered shoychat. That's what my brother-in-law says. Says the Chavis Yoer, cholila. Cholila to say that this is enough reason to allow to give shoychat to a goyish judge. He says, b'aloshen, misvorois habeduyois from invented svoras, motzo yitzahora mokoim lehovi anoise klauze. The yitzahora found an excuse to be able to give it. So you can't rely on that. No question about it. Rabbi Yonis and Ivishitz, in Sefer Tumim, in Simon Tess, he says, Minigoilam is. He doesn't say Minig Israel Torah. He says, Minigoilam is Shonim Kadmoimia is. That's a Minig. That's Pshat. He says, one has to understand, Mistomer is because, he says, more because Svara, what's the reason of Shoychat? What's the Isser of Shoychat? Because I gave him money, giving a present now. The Isser of Shoychat is, since I give him money, is Mekariv Daitwili. He becomes near to me, he feels more close to me, and therefore he will pass him what I want. But that's the Isser of Shoychat. He becomes close to me. Says the Tumim, says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, that can only be a Chisoran by a Yid and not by a Goy. Why? He says, because we find that a Yid cannot have a Korev being his dayin. He's a boss. As a brother can't be a dayin. An uncle can't be a dayin. His father can't be a dayin. Giving Shoychat makes this dayin close to him. So he also can't be a dayin. But if we're talking here about a Goy, by Goyim, there's no chisaron of Korevim. A Goy can't have his father as a dayin. There's no such chisaron. So therefore, as far as Goyim are concerned, by Bnei Noach, Therefore, he says, Lechura, that's a yishuv on the minig to give shoychat. He says, what's the difference of having kroivim or giving shoychat? The Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not quite in agreement with this chiddush of the tumim. As the Minchas Chinuch says, Ne'elam mimenu haramban. He forgot the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. The Ramban brings a Yerushalmi that the Ben Noach who takes shoychat is chayev misa. Mefurash Yerushalmi. Is doch a goy is also mitzvah shoychat. And that's included in Dine. I'm sure Leib Diskin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, also asked the tumim. He says that to be done between a yid and a goy is efshar, that's not called dinim. Because how can a yid and a goy, how do we find dinim? Maybe that's the minig. But basically, just to say it's mutter, L'maisa d'chassam soifer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Im Chelek Vov, Simen Yudalet, he says, Dos is klo, it's also to give shoychat to a goy sheshoifet. But sometimes it's mutter. When is it mutter? He says, what happens if the and he says, and if you give it, avada gevis oivel if neivel is it mirshel, and the goy is chaimis on this. He says, but sometimes it's mutter. What happens? What happens if the yid knows I am right? I am right. I am claiming money from a goy. The goy should judge, knows that the goy hasn't got money, knows that I owe him money, but what should he do? So he says he doesn't have to pay. Why does he say he doesn't have to pay? Because he's closer to the goy should judge than I am. He says, in such an instance, not only if you give shoychat, are you not oivel if neivel is it mirshel, because I'm trying to level things out and that he should paskin what's correct, I'm even doing a mitzvah that the goy should judge should not be oivel on dinim. Because if he's going to paskin the favor of the goy should judge, or the goy, when it's not correct, therefore I'm saving the goy from doing such a thing. In such an instance, but that's only where the yid who is being tevea knows 100% that lamaisa he is in the right. But al koponim lamaisa, that is one instance where we find lifne evil is in mirshel by giving shoychat.
Did you need permission from a beis din before you did that?
Before going to court, yes. Giving shoychat.
No, before you give shoychat to a goyish judge.
Yep, mustama. If you go to the Beis Din and you tell them exactly the story, then it's easier. It's easier. Yeah. Halavai people would ask Beis Din first of all to go to court. Before you go to court, you can't go to. The question: who's being tevea? But here, if you're being tevea going to court, then nobody can go to court. There's no reason not to go to court. You can't be tevea going to Beis Din. Although we did, I can't. It's not the Mesgev Shef. After the Shef, shall say, we once had it in Torah, where an Arab was tevea a yid to the Torah bas in our Beis Din. And to put things even shorter, I'm not going into it now, the yid didn't listen to the Psak Din, so the Arab came to Beis Din and asked us to give out the Ksav Sirov against this yid, and I'm going to publicize the Ksav... I don't know how you have Ksav Sirov. What is it? Ksav Sirov in English?
Yeah,
to write the Ksav Sirov against... The Arab came to Beis Din, I want a Ksav Sirov Arab, a 70-year-old Arab. I want a Ksav Sirov against this... It wasn't Poshut. Nish Poshut Bechlal. I had to go to Rabbi Lashik to ask him what to do about this. Anyway, that's not the game now. Lemaise, let's get back to our sugya. We're talking about the Pnei Yeshua. In Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, Simon Gimel has a gewaldig chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says the whole issa of Lifnei Iver being Machshel Goy is only the Rabbon. Chiddush Gor. Why? He says because the Gemara in Abu Nizor at Abbeis, a famous Gemara, says the Umas Ha'olam came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish Heintike Parsha. Heintike Parsha, Parsha Yisroi. We find HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kofa Aleim HaKegigis Ve'omar Lahem Im Atim HaKadim Zatoyra Amuta Ve'im Lav Shom Teiku Raschem. Says the goyim, were you koifa hakigiges on us? Did you force us? If you would have forced us, we would also have kind of mitzvahs. That's what the goyim came with the taina. Says the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Omar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Hori Shoy Nois Yashmienu. Let's see before we talk about tarayag mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvah shekibaltem heichon kiyamtem. Were you mekayim the sheva mitzvahs? The Gemara says the Toni Rav Yosef Ro'o Vayater Goyim. It's a pasuk in Habakkuk. Ro'o vayater goyim. My ro'o, what did Rebbeinu Shlom see? Ro'o sheva mitzvah shekiblo aleim b'nei noyach v'loi kaimu. And they weren't mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. Kiven sheloi kaimu, since they were not mekayim, omad v'hitiron lahem. He was matter the sheva mitzvahs. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matter the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, says the Pnei Yeshua, so how can you say this lifnei ivel, is it in mirshelim v'machshelim? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir and then nichshel in it, so how can it be midraisa lifnei iver? That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The whole lifnei iver is only midrabbanan. What does it mean? Ro'o v'yater goyim. It's a pasuk and Chazal say he was matir. Is Rashi explains in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches and in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav that it means to say that goyim will not receive schar for being mekayim the Mishra mitzvahs. They complained, why didn't you give us Tara mitzvahs in Jerusalem and you kept the Sheva mitzvahs? Even that you're not mekayim. You're not going to get schar, but they will get an oynish from an, if they're not mekayim it, they will get an oynish. That's what Rashi explains. That means to say that omad vehitiron means that they mustn't lemaisa the oiver, but a schar they won't get because they complained about it. There is various machloikas exactly how to learn this, but let's at the moment take on like that. The Chasam Sofer and Shuvas and Chosha Mishpat Simakuf Behei takes on the Bnei Noach are punished for being oiver shem mitzvahs. It must be that they are metzuva, but only they don't get the schar if they are mekayim the mitzvah, and since they are metzuva, therefore they must be lifnei iver with the raisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua in another place in Eben Ezer Simen Mem Gimel, he says no. He says that since the goyim are punished, they are not being punished when they are over. They are being punished because originally they brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the situation that he should be matir the mitzvahs. Whatever it is, the Pnei Yeshua takes on its own Rabbonim. What's so important to its own Rabbonim? There is one of the famous Tshuvas Sfarim of the Ungarische Poskim, Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim. In Yerodeh Simon Rishkov Zayin, he speaks about there, Mamash al Shaila. Is it mutter to make a shidduch between a yid and a goy? Between two goyim, sorry. And he says, I think it's Tamazin, there's a Zaytige problem. There's a posuk in the Torah Loisachonim. You mustn't give a present to a goy. You mustn't sell land it as a soil to a goy. And you mustn't praise a goy. Says the Beis Shorim, how can you make a shidduch between two goyim without having to praise one of them? If you have to praise a goy in order that the other side should want the shidduch, therefore you are over loisachonim. That's enough reason not to. He says, as far as lifnei iver, that since goyim are prutzim and you're being mashal them, he says, no. He says, that's not enough. Because first of all, I don't know what's going to be. It's an esophic. And if the Pnei Yeshua says, the whole issue is the rabbonon, esophic, the rabbonon, the kula. So he says, lechura, there's no reason to be able to say it's also. Lemaisa, he says, there are many, many rayas that, not like the Pnei Yeshua, that lifnei iver by goy is the raisa. But nevertheless, he says, here, I have a chiddush. A chiddush, mamish, I tried to find somebody who argues him, because mamish, a chiddush ain't kedug mosvi. He says, what's the issa for a goy to marry Aroyas? The posuk says v'dovak beishtri. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches says v'dovak beishtri v'loy beishes chaveri. And that's the Rambam paskens also. The issa by a goy is v'dovak beishtri v'loy beishes chaveri. Again, what's the issa? V'dovak, the husband, v'dovak beishtri v'loy beishes chaveri. What happens if the wife is mezane? She's got no tzivah v'dovak beishtri beishtri. The pasuk says v'dovak beishtoi v'loy beish chaveiroi, but the wife, an eishes ish by a goy, she's got no tzivah v'royes. Besides the fact she's karka oilam, but that she has no tzivah v'royes. He says, I by yidden and nochana by yidden we have a gemara in kiddushin daf lamed hey that we learn a gezer shove hushvu isha leish lechol oinshim shevatoira, a special limud to say that women and men have the same dinim. Without that, we wouldn't have such a din. So therefore, he wants to say bechlam. He says, what's the lifnei iver here? But who are you being marshal? You're marshal the husband who's marrying the goy. The husband himself is not over anything. You're marshal another goy who may live with this married lady. That's already called lifnei de lifnei. It's not a direct, it's indirect. Lifnei de lifnei, we don't find by goyim, he says. So therefore, he says, mehecha teisa, to say that this should be also. But
I'm too worried that the husband will be the zana.
He's got no issue to mazik with another lady, only with Eishes Ish. If he's married to this lady, I make a shidduch between John and Jill. So if John and Jill are married, if John goes and lives with somebody else, it's only if he marries Eishes Chaveiro. And that doesn't make a difference if he's married to Jill or not married to Jill.
So if they're put in by Royce, isn't that a shash?
Again, if John doesn't get married to Jill, he doesn't get married to Jill. And he goes and is oiv and aveiro with an Eishes Ish. He's over the dovah ki ishtay v'lovias haveroi. And if John is married to Jill, he's also over. His being married to Jill is loy male v'loy moivet as far as his avoyas with Yenei Shishish. The problem is if John marries Jill and Jill is mezane, then we have a problem of Eishesish. If some another man will marry her, will live with her. But as far, but that's not considered to be. Jill herself is no Issa. What's the Issa? Of Yenagoy. Yenagoy with Jill. That's what the Lifne. The Maisa, the Beis Shaarim brings afterwards an interesting Yedir. Yedir Niflo. One has to know how big the Torah is. There's a Mefurashe Berheitev in Hilcha Shchita. Yeredes in a base. The Berheitev brings a Chavis Yoyer. And the Chavis Yoyer in Simen Kuf Pehei already speaks about this. And he says, Lemaise, no. There's basically no Issa to be Mezavik, to make a Shida between Goyim. Furthermore, we find what you say about causing Goyim to be born. The Ramban, saw that, saw to it that there should be, that Goyish ladies should have a refuah, they should be able to have children. So that can't be. But the Rabbis Yoah finishes off. Kabbalah mipi gedoilim. The hamis asek be'ele lo yeitze noki mizera she'ena hogu. I have a Kabbalah. Whoever deals with Shiduch mit Goyim, Rachmon Litzlan, his children, will have zera she'ena hogu. And he says, I've got a remez. The Pasuk says, I would call it Hasidish Remez, but it's a Chavis Yoyer, a few years before the Baal Shem Tov even was born. It says the Chavis Yoyer, the Pasuk says, Lois is Chatin Bom, Ki Yosef Bincham Be'acharecho. Lois is Chatin Bom, if you have to do with Chasnas of Goyim, is Ki Yosef Bincham Be'acharecho. And he says, and Lamaisa says, that, so therefore, according to that, says the Bishar, you've got the Chavis Yoyer, you can't, it's very difficult to argue against the Chavis Yoyer. You can't argue with the Chavis Yoyer. But Lamaisa, what happens as far as being, there is a true Zera Emes. Zera Emes was one of the Geduile Hasfardim. And he says, even though it's also to be a Meyaledes for a Goisha lady, he says, nevertheless, there's a difference between doing a maise b'yadayim, or just shatchening. Shatchening is not called mi'aledes. That's not called bringing a child into the world. More so, he says, our goyim are not so much if they have a desire, mikred in its mutter, they should have children. And more so, the Mari Asad wants to say, who says she's going to have a child, that can't be a reason to answer it. But there is nevertheless a a shayla in the poskim bechlal, can tell that. But there is a knesset gedoila. The knesset gedoila brings down that even though there is a svara that it's also to shatchen goyim between because it causes a child to be born, the minig is a mekel to zayin and mutu shishoygem alim azidin. But lemaisa there is a they all bring down since the Chavis Yoyer says kabola biyodenu that whoever shatchen a goy. Is Rachmon and Islam, Lo Yeitze, Zera, his Loshen is, Lo Yeitze, Noki, Mizera, Shanahogun, is that's enough reason not to do it. There's a famous story of Chaim Briska, Zecher Tzadik Levroche. He was a small child, 8 years old. His father, the Beis Halevi, had many rabbonim there. When he was an 8 year old, there was a discussion there, outside the house of the, in the hallway of the Beis Halevi, between the rabbonim, and they asked of Chaim Briska, they knew he was already very clever, 8 year old. What do you have to say about this? What was the shaila? The shaila there was that there's a. Is it mutter? There is a goy who's a soris, can't have children. And there's a lady, a goita, who's an islandist, can't have children. Is it mutter, since there's an isa, to cause goisha children to be born, lo yalid? A mi yalid there shouldn't be for goisha children. Is it mutter to make a shidduch between a soris agoy with an island isagoyta because they won't have children? No, lachora the answer is poshet. Why not? Because you're not causing any children to be born. So he says, no, it's awesome. This 8 year old Chaim Briske said it's awesome. Why? He says, you don't understand. He says, what's the reason why you're not allowed to marry that goy? What's the reason? The reason is you shouldn't have more goy in the world. He says, if you marry off a soris with an islandess, then you've only got one family which will not have children. On the contrary, let this Soris marry another Goyish lady, they won't have children. Let this Ironis marry another Goyish man, they won't have children. So at least you have two families which won't have children. By you marrying off the Soris with the Ironis, you are causing now that there will be one family which won't have children and more families will have children. So that's also included in the Issa. That's what Chaim Briske said. Lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, we paskin meikradin, there is no Issa to Shadchan Goyim. But he has to be careful not to praise them, because otherwise it's a lav deraisa loy sechonim to praise a goy. Furthermore, the Mari Asad brings down, there used to be a minig by the goyim, if you're a shadchan, you must come to the wedding and you sit oy benon. So he says, Avadagavis, you're not allowed to sit by a goyish wedding even if you bring your own food. It's also for a yid to sit. It's also for a yid to sit at a goyish wedding, even if he has goyish food there. So therefore, even if he wants to be, pardon,
he's got kosher food.
Kosher food.
The kosher food.
Kosher food. Yeah. And to say there's an issa because he's causing more children to be born. It's not sure there's going to be children born. Consider this lifnei iver. It's not lifnei iver because the problem is if we say the whole iser is only on the man, not on the woman. So therefore, this lady is getting married. He's not. She's not mitzvah on this. But nevertheless, since and furthermore, it's not direct. It's trei iver denare because it's not direct now. But nevertheless, since we have a chaves roiv minyan and a roiv binyan of the poskim who all say minadin should be mutter. But after the Chaves Yoreh says, Kabbalah mipi gedoilim, the hamisasek be'eile lo yetzin noki mezera sheinu hogun, said for the Lamaisa. So I told this gentleman, I think you should look to other parnosa, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will help you. But I'll just finish off with the Maisa, which the Chofetz Chaim I saw last week, an aide, someone from Chofetz Chaim, from Radin, somebody learned by the Chofetz Chaim, says there was a bocher of 25 years old in the yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim, and 25 years old, the Chofetz Chaim called him. Why? What's going on? Why aren't you married yet? So he says, Ich will lernen. And I'm waiting for a Shver who will give me kest for 5 years. Who will support me for 5 years. Those times there was no problem of mortgages. And just give me 5 years, Parnosa. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, I understand. Say, gewaltige Sach. Tell me, how long do you intend to live for? Ma inyan shmita etzel arsinai. So he says, I asked you a question. How long do you want to live for? How long do you intend to live for? He says, no. It's the Chaposuk, Im Shivim Shana, Im Igvur Shmoinim Shana. Oh, I hear about you. Mirza Hashem. You hope 80 years. You're 25. Till 30, your Shver is going to hold you out. Who's going to hold you out from 30 to 80? Chabamuna, Rebbeinu Shloilam. Says the Chofetz Chaim, for 50 years the Rebbeinu Shem can support you, and for 5 years he can't. That's the reason you're not getting married now. The Rebbeinu Shem can support everybody. You don't have to help the Rebbeinu Shem say, I'm not getting married until. I told this younger man from America, listen here, since the Maaseh, the Chofetz Chaim says, as me, Kabbalah mipi gedolim, hamisasik be'el lo yetzin, not kemisar shana hogun, even though api aloha, there's enough reasons that he should be mutter, but since we have a Kabbalah, the Chofetz Chaim, la Maaseh, shevi al tasa. Thank you.